Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Now, for our radio listeners, you guys may remember, I had the opportunity to speak with writer and director John Hill on this program last week. He was really excited about the upcoming San Diego Film Festival and, of course, a showing of his project, Wolves of Savin Hill. We're really excited today to welcome one of the actors from that project. David Cooley is making his first appearance on our show. Now, if the name sounds familiar, you guys have gotten to see him on television programs like Modern Music and Vendetta, as well as, of course, as part of video games as well as movies. We're going to talk to David not only about this journey for him, but what it's been like for him to do something that he loves and to see the way people respond to it. David, hello to you and welcome to the program.
Greetings and thanks for having me. It's a thrill to be on.
Hey, man, we're glad to do it. You know, I know you guys are really busy right now. It's an exciting time for you guys, especially with all the film festivals going on. You know, David, when you're able to kind of step away, and I know you probably don't get the time to do it too often, but when you're able to kind of look at this body of work that you've been a part of, what has it been like for you to have made a decision to do something and to see the way that people have responded to these projects?
To this project individually?
Yeah, or either this project or
career. This project individually has been a really pleasant, long journey. I came to John about 3 years ago with a thought and an idea about him directing me in something. And we talked back and forth about what we would want and what it would look like and who I would be and who I play. And he went off and wrote this fantastic script. And we check in with each other. We talk about where the journey that my character would take. So we were both always on the same page. And then we had the fun of coming together and saying, well, we love this character. Who should we have play that? Who should we have play that? And so we created this really creative, collaborative effort to have these people come on board and join us on this truly unknown journey of what this was going to end up being at the end of the day.
Right. And, you know, I'm glad you mentioned that, because one of the things John said to me was not only, of course, you know, how impressed he was with you guys as the cast, but also how everybody really brought their everything to this. And even, you know, in the promoting of the project, you know, people have really stepped up and been able to show their support. And that, to me, is so special about not only the work that you guys do, but also the reward that comes from it. Have you always known that this was your gift, David, that being in front of the camera and bringing characters to life was your thing?
When I was a little kid, my father and I didn't spend too much time together, but one of the things we did is we watched the Sunday morning movies. This is back in Massachusetts. And we would watch Edward G. Robinson, Errol Flynn, Humphrey Bogart, and we'd watch all these fantastic films with these incredible actors, Gregory Peck, Gary Cooper, John Wayne. And I remember as a little kid, probably 8 or 9 or so, and I thought, That's what I want to do. And it had nothing to do, because I was so young, I didn't understand, I didn't understand how the game worked, but I also didn't understand that you got fame. I didn't understand that you got money. It wasn't why I wanted to do it. I remember after watching Casablanca, especially when I was a little older, and I remember how it made me feel and the journey that I went on, and movies like To Kill a Mockingbird, and how they affected me. And I thought, that's what I want to do. That's what I want to do. And it had nothing to do with the end result. You know, I didn't know these people had any money. I didn't know they were, you know, written in magazines, because back when I was young, we didn't have any of those. You know, there really wasn't much around.
Yeah.
And so I just wanted to do the work. That's all I ever wanted to do. And so I did tons of theater when I was a little kid growing up, and that's all I ever wanted to do.
Wow. And, you know, I think that is what comes through, is the passion that you're able to bring. Do you find yourself, because I had a chance to watch, you know, of course, Wolves of Savin Hill for ourselves as we were writing a review online, but do you find yourself attracted to these characters, that David, that are not only complex, but that you can really kind of bring your own creativity to?
Absolutely. I find that when I did the project, The Modern Music Biz, I play a Greek music manager, and the director had said to me, have fun, find him, find his truth, find where he goes. Because, you know, not a lot of people give me an opportunity to be funny. So it was really it was a nice chance for me to be funny, but to find his real truth. And that was the same with this project, something John and I talked extensively about who he was. And I love being able to find that. I don't get offered, which is great, because I'm such a distinctive-looking person. You know, I don't get a lot of offers to come play the guy who says, you know, right this way, Mr. Johnson, or, you know, or the guest clerk at a hotel, you know. I do love complex characters. I like people who have a secret. I like people who are holding on to something, who have something to show that's hidden, you know what I mean,
right.
That have that inner smirk of, I know something you don't know. I think that's my greatest, one of my best skills is having a secret and being able to not, to know that I have a secret and not let you know what it is.
Yes. Yeah, and along the way of doing what you love, ironically, you know, we talk about this on this program all the time, David, that when you do what you love, the rest of it comes. And that's what has definitely come for you. You may not have set out, you know, for the extras that come from doing, you know, what is your passion, but they have definitely come your way. You know, do you think that has really helped you in being appreciative of it because you weren't looking for it?
Well, absolutely. Any chance I get, I kind of chuckle. You know, you sit a bunch of actors around in a room if they're not big stars, and all they do is kind of bitch and moan, if I can say that.
Sure.
How about complain? They, you know, complain and ooh and ah about things. And I get that. You know, it's a frustrating business. It's going more towards celebrity-oriented in every way, shape, or form. But when I get the chance to work, when I get the chance to play, because that's really what it is to me, it's to bring my craft that I've been practicing since I was a little kid. I don't even consider it work. You know, I don't care if it's cold or if it's hot or if it's, you know, there were days on the set, you know, there's a scene, I don't want to spoil anything, but there's that scene where I'm in the ocean. You know, I was in the ocean fully dressed with boots, jeans, a shirt, and a jacket up to my neck, you know, in the ocean for a good 45 minutes to an hour and a half. And, you know, all I kept thinking is, let's just keep shooting, you know, let's do it again. Let's do it again. The joy of being able to perform in any way, shape, or form, there's no greater joy for me.
Right. And I think that is what people take away from it as well. For those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. David Cooley is our guest today. We're talking to him not only about the amazing roster of projects he's been able to do. We referenced a couple of them, Modern Music as well as Vendetta. Also, of course, being able to do voices for video games and other projects. But, of course, it's this role that we're talking about in Wolves of Seven Hill, the project that's doing the film festivals right now, that is really, I think, so intriguing. And what I talked about with John as well when it comes to this particular project, David, is, you know, the amazing cast that you guys were able to be a part of. I mean, being able to bring, you know, these individuals that definitely, you know, believed in the project as well as believed in you guys. I mean, was that a form of validation for you to know that there were people who wanted to be a part of this project just because they believed in it that much?
Well, when we approached Kurt Fuller, when John approached Kurt and we pulled Kurt and Kurt Fuller, who people might know from Midnight in Paris and also the new TV show coming out, I think it's Manhattan Love Story. He read the scenes. Originally there were three scenes with him, but all three weren't necessary, which was a bummer to everybody involved. But when we were finished with Kurt, and then when Jack McGee came on, which people might know him from The Fighter and also from the new TV series coming out called The McCarthys, and then also Michael Massey, who people will know from The Crow, from the movie Seven, and he just finished, he's the first American actor to ever have the lead in a French TV series, just finished that. But the three of them combined said to me and John, what else can we do? And we looked at them and said, what do you mean, what else can we do? Can you do? Well, we want to do more. And we laughed because we'd only given them these little roles because we didn't want to take away from their lives. You know, they're all such busy people. And it was such a compliment to John's writing, to the way we shot, to the way it was such a collaborative, joyful effort, that they really wanted to do more. And I found that to be with the whole cast. Everybody was, you know, we'd say, hey, we're shooting tonight at 11 o'clock. Nobody said, oh, you know, that's too late. Or, you know, nobody complained about anywhere we shot, how we shot, when we shot. It was, tell me where, tell me when, tell me what to bring, and I'll show up. And it makes it... It gives you the possibility to truly tap into your creativity without worrying about how everybody else is doing.
Exactly, exactly. And, you know, I'm so glad you mentioned Kurt, because I brought up to Judd as well that Kurt had sent out a couple of tweets about, hey, a part of this great project, you know, talking about, the Wolves of Seven Hill. You guys have to check it out if you're in San Diego. He was tweeting about that. And I thought, you know, wow, how awesome that must be for all of you guys to know that, you know, that there's that kind of support, you know, that are part of this. And I can't leave out the fans, because the fans have definitely been there helping to spread the word as well. Have you gotten used to the idea that you have fans? Is that something that has sunk in at this point?
No, that's a simple answer. No, absolutely not. I haven't been a large enough part of a big enough project to have that experience. I mean, I've done many video games, and when people find out some of the video games I've been involved in, you know, somebody, oh, I love that game, I play that game, that's terrific, this, that, and the other thing. But to be involved in something on camera where people are truly responding to it has been, it takes me back to my childhood again, from what I just said, which is why I wanted to do this in the first place, is to bring, I love the film and television genre in that it can move people. It's a distraction from their daily life. And it can bring about feelings of joy, sadness, anger, regret, all of the above. And that's why I love to do this. And that's what was so much fun about the project that John wrote and being a part of this, was it was so creative. And I love that it's dark. I'm a fan of dark movies. I mean, I love falling down that hole. You know, take me wherever you want to go. Leaving Las Vegas is one of my favorite films ever made. And I don't think you get much lower than that. But I love climbing into those depths, and the fact that people have responded to this movie positively and enjoyed the performances and seen the work that we as the actors and the direction that John has done and his incredible cinematography, it's a treat to have people respond that well.
Well, yeah, it definitely has to be, you know. And again, we were just talking about, for our radio listeners, I was actually just speaking, David, before your segment with Don Thacker, another director, about his film Motivational Growth, and he was just saying the same thing, that, you know, that has been probably one of the biggest rewards of knowing not only that he's doing something that he loves, but that people respond to it. So I asked you about the fans, so let me ask you about the other side of that, and that is, you know, as along this journey, you were able, you know, David, to do something very inspiring in itself, and that is to motivate other people. When they look at your body of work, it's hard not to be impressed by it. You know, what about when people come up and say to you how much you have inspired them in moving forward with their own dreams?
I'm touched by it, I'm moved by it, and I'm also, I'm inspired by it myself, because it makes me want to continue the journey that I'm on. And I love inspiring other people. And I've sat down, you know, I've had quite a nice voiceover career, and I've had many people approach me about the work I've done in the voiceover world. And I have sat and helped people make their own tapes, and I've guided them to classes, and I've guided them to the right people. It's a treat to be able to give it away, because it was so freely given to me. I had fantastic mentors when I was coming up, and people gave me their time and I'll give you an example.
Okay.
All three of our beautiful names in this film, Kurt Fuller, Michael Massey, and Jack McGee, all three at separate times while we were shooting would pull me aside and say something and give me a little bit of wisdom and a little bit of advice. And it made the scenes, each one of them, better and better and better. And I performed probably at the height of my skills with them around. And so to be able to inspire anyone else is an absolute joy and an honor, really.
Yeah. Well, it has to be. Well, I've appreciated the honor of speaking with you today, David. Congratulations to you, not only on the success of Wolves of Seven Hill, but also just on your career and what you've been able to do just by being able to be true to yourself, be true to the love of what you do, and then, of course, be able to see the response. For those who have not heard about the project, don't worry. There's a great Facebook fan page that's set up for it. All you have to do is go to facebook.com/wolvesofSavinHill. You can stay connected with all the great things going on with the film. There's a lot of great pictures that were just posted today from the San Diego Film Festival. Make sure you guys head over there and take a look at that. And then, of course, make sure you guys are looking for when it might be in your own area as well. So make sure you guys stay connected with the page for that reason as well. David, again, congratulations to you on all the success, and really appreciate the time. Hope you'll come back and share with us again.
Absolutely, anytime. It was an absolute pleasure and an honor, and thank you for having me on.
Hey, the pleasure is definitely all mine, man. And we want to thank all of you for tuning in, both for our radio listeners as well as those joining us online. We appreciate the support today. Now, if you guys came in late and missed part of the conversation with David, thanks to our online partners. We've already posted the link on our Facebook and Twitter pages to make it easy for you guys to hear the replay completely for free. You can head over to facebook.com/CyrusWebb, or you can go to twitter.com/CyrusWebb. Click on that link. You can listen to the show completely for free and listen to, of course, this podcast as well as the others on the show as well, just by clicking on the link there. Again, we want to thank David Cooley for being on the program with us today. Again, thank all of you for tuning in. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.